he was president of the Red Cross or something once, wasn't he? He was some very big thing in the National Red Cross.
And frankly, I'm sure, well, but let me say, it occurred to me that that's a hell of a press release appointment for one of Sanchez's men. Is it not? Good God, why don't we give it to one of our major contributors? You don't think that they'd take Punchstone, for example? No, seriously. Who would raise more money?
That's kind of interesting.
No, really, no. Stop the name of it. He's a philanthropist. He's not the elitist, but goddamn it, he gives more generously than they do.
She probably had nothing to do with the Red Cross and wouldn't want it.
I'm checking. How do you know?
Don't know.
What difference does it make? But around this country, there may be a Nixon person, more recently a Nixon person. That's a hell of a point, but I hadn't thought we had it. We got it. And I have wheel over.
We have it, but it isn't a normal presidential election.
Wheel over.
It's the kind of thing that you've got to.
All right. See, you can wheel forward. Now, understand, are we taking him on too frightfully? I want you to talk to Colson about it. See what he thinks. And anything is done, Colson, and not you, and not Earl, or anybody else. If we can do it, you understand. Colson's the ones who are tough. The problem is this.
Good at 7% now, gain is absolutely nothing because he's out of CBS.
Well, I know. It's just the fact that
he's got an idea
of our being vindictive and a vendetta against the CBS and the Washington Post, you know what I mean? My point is, if it's something that doesn't amount to a goddamn, let it happen. You understand, you got two posts there. You could give them the Red Cross and get our own men in USIA.
In a lot of ways, that makes more sense. And we do the Red Cross, you don't. See, USIA is clearly the government. The Red Cross, sure, the president appoints it, but it's a pro forma appointment. The board recommends a guy and you appoint.
What I would like to do is to.
And it might be this better to do that. You won't get blamed for that. But
I won't get blamed. Red Cross. It's all, you know, they gaggle and battle around and all the rest. And then that would allow us to move to ranch.
Which we gain a lot by.
Yeah. Would you talk to Chuck about it?
Yeah. Because the Red Cross is a much more prestigious job. USIA thing, but it's totally meaningless to us.
Nobody considers that that's the presidential point.
That's the point.
And I'm not going to play it that way either.
And we just say, look, we're
I think that Colson is cutting our head forward regarding the defense, and we really can't block it without too damn much blood on the floor. And here's a way to get the hell out of USIA recently. Would you please try to wheel that with Paul Colson? And then have Colson call Sam and say that may have heard that the president was posted, but it had never been submitted to him. And if that's not true, he Colson had recommended it. You know, give him the old bullshit. You never know, a stand outside of CBS might be quite an advocate of ours, particularly after we've drawn a little blood from him by having him think that we oppose him to the Red Cross. That's what I think.
Good point. I think that's worthwhile.
I think it's worth doing. I just don't think it's worth taking him on a vote. You can't fight every battle, you know what I mean? Correct. Oh, the other thing is that Dan was called here, called you and wants to see me on foreign policy.
He called me last night and tried to reach me yesterday. Yeah. We've gone back and forth.
Yeah.
And said he wanted to see you for about 15 minutes. He had wanted to see you yesterday and hoped he could see you today for about 15 minutes on foreign policy.
See, I just asked Canada, he'd been reading, he said no.
He asked me then. He said, how's it going with Henry over there or something?
You said it's just got going.
That's what I said. I said, they're obviously having a tough time, but at least there's some hope because they're still meeting. As long as the meetings keep going on, something's said, as you probably know, they're meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. And he said, yeah. And this was yesterday.
Oh, then you don't think, but the only thing is, I do not want to have the embarrassment, frankly, of having Asia come in and bully rag me about Vietnam. I
don't think that's what, in mind, see, I got a problem, everybody does with him. I can't say, well, what is it you want to know, specifically want to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you what you could ask him, Tom. Is there anything, Tom, that you think...
Now, what I've done...
You could say, is there anything that he should be prepared on? Is there any, that... Or do you think you should ask him that? Is it worth it? Probably is it worth it. I don't think so.
That's what I do with most people.
It doesn't going to tell you, it just going to tell you, he would tell you a damn thing.
He didn't sound, he was in...
Not querulous.
No, not the least bit.
Why,
he was chatty, we talked about a couple other things. And
didn't say today, the Washington Post sent a story about the congressman was made on the Vietnam era.
Sure.
I said, what the hell do you think? I mean, what do you expect? We're not simulating
it. It's all ginned up as peace movement mail. And we maybe should have been ginning some up, but.
I wonder.
I don't think it makes any. I think this one, we've got to stay with the position we're in, which is that where it comes out is what matters, not player games. We get caught.
Well, then you have a bag to come in at 11:30 and you come in with it.
All right.
And that's just very casual.
Go ahead. Well, we call his office. I'm going to have Steve call his office.
I want you to, I want you to get across the point.
Okay.
I'd like you to say, look, by 11:30,
it's good to see
you. But, you say if there's anything that you want the press to be prepared for, I'll give it to him. But otherwise, so you want the Vice President, please.
Oh, this Hall, can I have Vice President, please? See, we told his office and you said no. Yes, sir. We can work it out for 11:30 this morning, if that's okay for you. Would that work out? All right. Is there anything that you should have, anything you wanted to be prepared on?
Just go,
and you're just going to... realistic, they're so long range, they're going to make a hell of a lot of difference.
10 years, it's not going to help us, that's the whole point.
That might be a nice legacy.
At least the post thing, and escape, Colson doesn't come in quite as well as I do, I don't know, 20 years.
Escape is a...
He is a terrible pain in the ass. You know, he'll get money, but Bobby drinks, and he's mean, and...
And he's erratic, he doesn't, he is not solid. Great characteristic. Chuck looks at things as if they're going to work out and then tries to make them do it. You know?
Well, then he oversells
himself a little bit.
He oversells himself, and he gets things done that many others don't.
That's right, because he doesn't realize they can't be done.
Well, he refuses to say no. Anyway, I thought that one nice thing that's about it would be a good thing for Chuck's future. If I go to charge of that, you know.
idea also goes the other way, which we may want to figure out a way to play around with, which is to use it on Johnson. Because a lot of the problem we're dealing with on the Hill stuff and all, you've got Califano and some of those people in too, and if Johnson turned them off, it could, and turned them the other way. In other words,
why isn't somebody with that control Johnson?
That's, well, here's the other side of it. The Star is back on the story again.
Yeah.
See, the Star had it during the campaign. They're back on it also. And that'll stir Johnson up, and that gives us a way maybe to get back to Johnson on the basis that, you know, we've got to get this turned off because it's going to bounce back to the other story, and we can't hold it. And scare him. And at his stage, and with his attitude right now, he's sucking around like crazy.
I know.
He may decide to get his word out to his troops, and if he did, that could be very helpful.
Could Conley rule him? Or is it best for who's the kind of man who can talk to Johnson? About the name of this Mitchell?
George Christian. As a known broker right. Both ways. He's known to be
much better.
Loyal to both of us.
And
George knows the whole story, so you're not letting any new...
Well, this at least can be done. Let me say this at least can be done. And done now. There's no reason not to do that. In order to try to dry up, but have Johnson start to use some of the influence. He could use it not only with Calabano, but possibly even with Humphrey. How do we know the Star is back in the story?
They contacted Deloach.
What did he say to him?
I don't think he said anything, but I don't have the details on this. What I've got is from John.
But Deloach said it was true, and he has heard it. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, I've got to call into Mitchell now, and yeah, I think he's meeting with Deloach now. So I
good.
He said he'd have to call me back and call me half an hour ago.
The story is on great, Bob. Very much, I'm going to talk to you. got a type of people, a Jewish home, I guess it is, it's kind of run up there.
His name is Hamburger, Martin Hamburger, so he's probably Jewish.
Wouldn't have to be. Even if they give them a course, I could be German. Or do you have another clue about it?
Let me talk to her. I'm not sure. I think his feeling was that you had to do it really kind of simultaneously.
Well, would you tell Brock, tell Bush too, that he ought to have a sort of an informal Harry Dent type in each section of the country, rather than having a, you know what I mean, he can have his own little boys, you know what I mean, very low-level types of people in his own office. But I think having a Dent roam around the South is a very good thing, would you agree?
Yep.
And if you get a Midwestern guy that can sort of roam around, sort of ambassadors without a portfolio for the four major sections of the country.
Sort of his own personal operative.
Yeah. Like
then together
Dent will be invaluable in things like season always right. But Dent knows the South and he'll be talking to people. He should be part of the central kitchen cabinet. Mitchell, for example, should be the guiding light in New York. For example, we could use Mitchell in New York, Pennsylvania.
doing any good. It's all.
The guys are building, they're not doing it. Well, that Christian in, would you today, like today, or whatever you can, or tomorrow, and just say that they're on the stamp story again, they're on the boat. Used to go tell Johnson that we're trying to keep it out. Say is that we must not allow that again.
was